There's individuals who could be in this room right now who are struggling in their marriage, broke, spiritually broke.
Yeah, broken.
And they don't want to be nowhere around this type of information because they don't want that accountability.
Yeah.
And it's easier to just go,
yeah,
you know what?
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
Most people don't want it, bro.
You see what I'm saying? And yeah. I'm just saying.
Said it in the beginning.
Yeah, most people don't. Seriously, dog. It take a lot.
Yeah.
And it don't take a lot to necessarily get it. It take a lot to keep it. That's why the pillars are hard.
Yeah, they are.
But it sound good, though, when you just say, so I got the five pillars.
I hear other people saying them.
Bruh, listen, people be saying it.
They got conferences on
like bruh. But then it's like,
church?
The thing about it is that you could wear the five pillars on your shirt, but you got to understand the five pillars, you got to wear them on you.
Yeah. You're looking like a pillar.
Success podcast, baby.
Previously on the Secret to Success podcast.
In order to attract the savage, you got to become a savage.
Yeah.
I'm going to be real. When people, I want to roll with y'all. I'm like, no, you don't. It would hurt your feeling if you had to operate at a certain level. Like, it's not what you think it is. You sitting at home and you like, yo, I don't have a crew. I don't have this. I don't have that. If you would become, listen, the reason Maul is sitting here with us is because he was like, I'm about to make myself into the best version of me and let the chips fall where they may.
Can I even tell you a little secret too? At any conference that E is throwing or whatever, bro, you will see me still taking notes to this day. Bro, because I'm still learning. It's still a process. Learning. I still want to be great.
Yeah.
And I think that's the mentality, dog, that people be lacking.
I just want to say, like, y'all would be in the building if you knew what I knew, just in terms of the information you're about to get. And, like, you said it, and it kind of like, I like, me and Carl both shivered a little bit because we was like, whoa, you about to go back 10 years. I don't even know what I was talking about.
Right, right.
But it is literally the information that has taken me from that version of myself. And I'm not saying I'm the highest version, but whatever version. And I do operate and execute at a very high level. You know what I was thinking about? And I didn't want to say this because I didn't want to hurt nobody's feelings. Everybody like, oh, I want to be around y'all. You just need the information because I'm trying to turn a new leaf.
Okay.
I'm like,
he said he won't hurt nobody's feelings.
I said I ain't want to hurt nobody's feelings.
Usually he'd be like, I don't care. I don't care about so y'all feelings.
Well, right. Okay.
It's a new podcast. It's the new episode.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Yeah, we see it as growth.
I'm trying. So the information has to be applied. It's not necessarily the proximity. And what I was thinking was, I'm not trying to be funny, and maybe y'all can attest to this. The people closest to us that have, oh, let me say it different.
Yeah, come on.
Come on.
Okay. There are, because remember I said earlier, like, you like, oh, I would love to be in y'all circle. And I was like, no, you wouldn't.
Yeah.
There are people who can physically be in our presence anytime they want to be in our presence who don't come around us.
Yeah.
Facts.
Yeah.
I'm talking about like, yeah, got my
access.
Number,
yeah, they got
know
access.
Where I live,
yeah,
and can pull up to the house and
yeah,
don't.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah. I want to make sure y'all are with me before I...
Oh, I'm with you.
I'm talking about like family.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to. They don't want that accountability.
Yeah.
I'm just being real. They don't... We say, in this kid, you want this smoke?
Yeah.
You don't want to be around E. E holds you accountable, bro. Like, there is something that comes along with that. So you want the perks of what? Being able to fly first class and stay in nice hotels and do that kind of stuff? There is so much more that comes. And Carla, tell you, this is a high-pressure environment. It's a lot on the line. And people are holding you accountable, doggone. And I looked and I was like, yo, as we sitting here talking, and I'm like, yo, people going to pull up at the conference and you're going to get blessed in a whole nother way. And what he been working on for y'all is incredible. But I'm like, there's people who are literally in his circle who could pull up on him any given second who stay far away. I'm talking about, and more I know for you too, it's people who stay far away. And I ain't talking about the people who be blowing up your phone like, hey, what up, dog? Can I come? I'm talking about there are people who just like, even though I could pull up on more and probably have him do make real estate real full in access. Front of my own eyes, yeah. they gonna stay far away.
That's good. See,
you understand what
no
I'm saying?
No question.
So
yeah,
I guess talk about that from
five.
That.
The five.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
tough.
Yeah.
And it's easier to just go.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
Most people don't want it, bro.
You see what I'm saying? And yeah. I'm just saying.
You said it in the beginning.
Yeah, most people don't. Seriously, dog. And I think in the beginning, at a younger age, I think, when you're at the age, E, where you graduate from college yeah. and, the world is in front of you and you're just like, oh, man, I want to get this. I'm going to be a millionaire. I'm going to be rich. That's cute. Yeah. But then when you get to, like, in middle age, let's say in your mid-30s, you start realizing, it take a lot.
Yeah.
And it don't take a lot to necessarily get it. It take a lot to keep it. Hmm. It takes so much. The altitude, what I come to realize, bro, and the pillars. That's why the pillars are hard.
Yeah, they hard.
They hard.
But it sound good, though, when you just say,
I
hear other people saying them.
Bruh, listen, people be saying it,
They got conferences on them now.
But then it's like, the thing about it, is that you could wear the five pillars on your shirt, but you got to understand the five pillars, you got to wear them on you.
Yeah.
Mm. You should be able to walk up to me, and I should be able to see
the pillars.
Your pillars on you. Yeah. When I said that to people before, people went and got shirts printed. Hey, Maul, I got the pillars on me.
I got the pillars.
I was like, nah, bro, I should be able to see the fitness on you.
Yeah.
You're looking like a pillar.
I should be able to see, bro. I should be able to see the family pillar on you with your family, bro.
Yeah.
You should be able to see the pillars on you,
the
not
t-shirt.
On your clothing.
The t-shirt is easier, though, Maul. Right. The t-shirt is easier,
The t-shirt is easy, bro.
Just to show you I'm in there. If I wear the shirt,
but
Maul, you can see it.
It's hard, and most people don't have that consistency.
That's why, Maul, that's why when people say, oh, E, they coming for you. I'm like, bro, it's not even possible,
bro. What you think?
Just saying, I'm not trying to be funny. When you say, E, you the number one motivational speaker in the world, whatever that means, E, I'm about to be on stage with you. I'm like, bro, you have no idea that when we started and we put up a video in 2006, I wish, Maul, I don't know how to go about doing this. Carl, see if it's a such thing. I don't know if one of these AI people can go, back and do it. But, Maul, if you saw the groups of people that came out 2008, whoever little homie was, he came out in 2008, and we was all on, it's him, and E. You feel me? Like, E, I see you and so-and-so, y'all all speaking. I'm like, yep. Then we go to 2012, and some of them dropped off. One of them might still be there, and some new cats in 2012. Oh, E, did you hear so-and-so? Yeah, I sure did. And then 2016, and we still... Chick, chick, choo, choo, choo. And then you wake up in 2026 and he's saying, we've been together for 20 years. And that's a group of us that's been together for 20 years. Hmm. Nobody, you feel what I'm saying? We didn't fall off, Maul. Why? Because we didn't make, can I be honest? We just wanted to blow up at Michigan State University. when we tell you a household name, we didn't legitimately mean Australia.
Yeah,
we didn't think like China. We were talking about Michigan, and not even like Detroit.
That's right.
Like, we weren't even really talking about Detroit like that. We talking about, in this area.
Greater Lansing.
Greater Lansing. We just wanted to do it in the Greater Lansing area. That was it. But you know what we did? We went to church. Mm-hmm. We got in our word. We had to have some come to Jesus sessions. We had to be honest. We had to talk about what we was great at, what we struggled with. There's a lot of stuff that we had to go through. And Maul, we didn't focus on Cali.
Yeah.
We focused on character.
Yeah.
You feel me? We didn't focus on Cali and going to Cali and blowing up in Cali. We focused on, we get our character right. Why? Because, bruh, the Lord showed me this the other day, Maul. He was like, bruh, the people that are around you, he's like, bruh, one of the things you got to teach that you don't teach, you got to teach people how to manage power. He was like, bruh, most people going to fall off.
Huh.
Bruh, did you read? I read it in the Bible the other day. Man, I wish I had it, Carl. I don't know if y'all heard the sermon.
We heard the sermon.
Okay. Well, watch this part, Maul. This thing, bruh, y'all got to be careful.
You was deep in the word the other day. I was like, E in his bag. I ain't never heard this before.
I've been trying to get out of it, Maul, because it's hard for people to do that, Maul. Watch this, Maul. So, Saul, start feeling himself and start, doing his thing. And God said to him through Samuel, he said, when thou was little in thy own sight, not when people was teasing Maul and whatever. he said, when you looked at yourself and then have a, and you had a low self-esteem, he said, was thou not made the head of the tribes of Israel? And the Lord anointed thee as king over Israel, and the Lord set thee on a journey. He like, bruh, you wasn't nobody. And now you done got big. And God was like, yo, E, you got to start working with the people that are around you. Because I notice when people are around you, and then they start, like, taking that, like, we 9 to 5 million. Like, we with more. Like, we got these high. And it's like, whoa, now you don't know how to treat people because you done got this power. And so it's one thing to get there, like you said, Maul. But the reason why you got to get your character right is because my man was a nobody, and God put him all the way up to the top. And then he got to a point where he was like, yo, look at this is what I've done. And God said, bruh, you couldn't even get off go. You couldn't even get off go. I got you off go, and I got you all these properties, and you got all these hotels on it, and you didn't bump your head. And so God is like, yo, you got to start teaching people character. Because if you don't teach them character and you letting people, bruh, I'm be real. I don't be saying nothing. God's like, you got to start saying something. You got people on the internet making people feel like, it's about this, it's about this, it's about this. And when me and C did our thing and people called me, I was like, bruh, you saying what? That we should do a, more skits? Bruh, I was a class clown. He was a leader. We was doing this when we was at the Advantage program. We could have been doing this. God didn't tell us to do entertainment. Because why stadiums fill up with entertainment, you also lose your marriage when you finish. While stadiums fill up for entertainment, you also lose your kids from that. You also lose your money from that. You also go bankrupt. So the way we do it is not attractive. But it's the pillars. It's a solid foundation. You do it the way we do it. You stay together for over 20 years. You keep your wife. You keep your kids. You keep your stuff.
And it's the pyramid theory. It lasts generations.
Forever. And so, yeah, come on to talk, Carl. Come on
to
talk.
I love, like, let's just say whoever my team is just playing, like, if there's somebody in the other team that's about to break a record, like, I'm going for that team. Like, I love records and records being broken. And watch this. For LeBron to top Jordan. Please hear what I'm saying.
You understand
the process he went through. But watch this, E. You still got to call Jordan's name.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
You still have
Like,
to.
You still got to call. So you talk about the longevity of a career. Like, bro, it's not like, I don't want to call nobody out. That's C's role. But, like, just some NBA player. Like, you don't hear the regular player breaking records. Why is that? Because it still comes back
good
to
game,
character.
Though. Good
Great
game.
Great game. You scored points, all these points. You hit the game winner, whatever. But you don't hear them breaking that record that took Jordan how many ever years and discipline to break because it's more about the longevity, the consistency, the pillars, those things. Those are the things that last the test of time. Jordan will be gone. He is, what is he now?
Probably in his 60s.
60s?
Yeah, 60s.
Yeah, 60s.
Like 60. I want to count my man years, but he's going to be gone in a couple of years. Yeah. And his records, his legacy, everything is still going to be here. A
couple 30 years, Maul. Don't worry. Maul got nervous. He said, Carl got Carl about to kill Jordan.
Hey, watch this. No, you talk.
I'm from Chicago. He said a couple. Watch this. Hey, Carl, are you from Chicago?
Yeah. You wear the shoes, bro.
He taught me how to look 100 years ahead, 30
years. Right.
Just a couple years.
Just on Jordan, though, it's hard to do it.
In the grand scheme of things, yes. Yeah, but no, I fair point. I guess I was, you know. So, all right. Let me say this. Y'all said I don't have to be nice.
Nah.
I'm just saying,
Carl.
No, because people be coming up to me like in the airport and stuff and be like, you just, I thought you was mean. I'm like, I'm trying to get a new persona.
Well, if I got took out the line of a 4-hour line and walked to the front, I would be happy too.
Yeah. But I guess, man, I mentioned it. The thing that I'm most excited to teach at the conference, April 16, 17, 18, Chicago, et1%.com. You should be there. If you're listening to this, doggone it, I don't care where you at in the world, you need to be there. Like, find your way there. Again, miracle territory. I was talking about how, like, back when before we even really got going, like, remember, I used to be like, E was on my head. Like, E didn't cuss nobody out. He don't cuss, but except me. Like literally be on me, right? And I was like, yo, when me and Toby, when we were in Nigeria, we just went to Lagos and We shot a bunch of stuff, and it's incredible. But we were sitting there, and we were just reflecting on E, the mentorship, and we were talking about, of course, you know, Tubby got the shoes and all of this stuff, and I was just like, man, it's so crazy that everybody would want this, and I can understand it. It's like, bro, you flying, you know, you in another country, we got 8 security, you know, like, we eat and play, you know what I mean? It's just like, it's like, we like royal. And I'm like, I'm thinking back to like, man, E used to be going off on me and I was losing sleep trying to make sure that I was the best version of myself. Bro, I sat there and I was like, yo, so to my point of when I was thinking about like, wait a minute, it's so many people who'd be like, yo, if I could just talk to C on the phone one time. And I'm like, yo, I got people right here who could be sitting here in this room watching the pod live if they wanted to. I want y'all to hear what I'm telling you. There are individuals who could literally pull up a chair. I mean, we could pack this whole with family and friends who would never pull up and sit here. Because the type of fire that you're under when you're around this type of accountability. And I was talking about Tubby and I was like, yo, and now God is working on me, but I swear. So when I get on you, now, E would get on you, and I'm used to cussing. So E would get on you, and it was like a very Christian. It still felt like some Christianity.
It was still pillars.
No. E was going hard. Yeah. Like, he would get on me. Yeah. But, you know, if you're not, like, I just come from, like, swearing. So if you ain't dropping no F-bombs and, like, really getting, it don't cut as bad. I'm letting you know, when E did that to me and built this callus around, like, I'm cool. I did that to Tubby, but to the next level, because I swear. Mm. No. And he remember. And y'all have heard me say this before, to the point where Fat was like, I don't even want to hear you. Mm-hmm. When I tell you going off on Tubby, I'm talking about like, don't call my effing phone, hang up, click. And when I tell you he did not run from the accountability, because he understood I'm more committed to getting to the next level than I am my own feelings.
Yeah.
So even he used to tell Fat, bruh, we were sitting there and Fat was like, no, he did. When Fat would get mad at me, he told her, nope, he's right.
Mm.
I am tripping. Mm-hmm. He's right. And I'm looking like, dog, this boy done got shoe deals. We done did stuff with Beyonce, Pharrell. We in Milan. We in Africa. And I'm like, he was more committed to what's right than his own feelings. And I'm telling you, there are people who could be in this room, but guess what? You don't want to be around me because I'm going to talk crazy. You come around us right now and fumble around me right now, you get, I'm just being real. You get, it's going to happen. Shout out to the Spartans. Tom Izzo said it the other day. He was like, Charles Barkley said, Tom Izzo probably one of the only coaches who can steal. Mm-hmm. He like the rest of them. Oh, they scared they're gonna transfer. NIL. You yell at them. They mama. They cut. Izzo don't care. I'm holding you accountable. And guess what? It takes a special kind of player to go play for somebody who you know gonna be on your head.
Absolutely.
So the reason that this room is not full of people because they know. I'm only getting that from E. I'm not even trying to be on my own thing. I'm just telling you. E set a standard. E, how many times you seen me out drinking?
Never.
Have you ever been in my presence and I was acting any kind of way other than the most upstanding person you've ever seen?
Never.
Do you understand? Like, I have a responsibility to this circle. Right. That when I go out, I carry his name. Mm-hmm. Cats don't want that. Maul just said it. Bro, I felt the need to get myself in better physical shape. Because this man talking about being all you could be and locking in, and here you are chunky and out of shape. It don't fit the brand, bruh. So when you say, do you want to be held accountable, ask yourself, for real, what are you committed to? So some of you need to be at the conference so you can get in the mood of hearing things that can actually transform you. Because there's individuals who could be in this room right now who are struggling in their marriage, broke, spiritually broke.
Yeah, broken.
And they don't want to be nowhere around this type of information.
Yeah. Or energy.
They actually or running
energy.
From it.
Yeah, or energy.
Because it takes a lot to be able to hear that kind of stuff. Like, do you understand? Like, I tell people all the time, y'all always thought it was cool. Oh, he wake up at 3 in the morning. Who want their boss waking up at 3? You want, so you get up at 5:30 and you lazy. I'm just saying, you don't want to be around that.
Texts. You done got a bunch of texts.
You want to be at dinner like with the celebrities. You want to go to like Chris Paul house or something. No, and that, like, that's what you want.
Yeah.
The real nitty gritty is the stuff you about to get in Chicago. Yeah. The stuff that's going to hurt your heart. And you need to ask yourself, as a man, can you handle that? Can you handle being around? Bruh, I'm not trying to be funny. Maul is cool. Maul, it take Maul a lot to get to that point, but I've seen Maul get to that point, and he's shutting everything down, and business got to get done. So it looked real sweet just when we in here and Kiki and Ask ET, but I'm telling you, when you actually get around the information, you either are going to apply it, or I promise you, I don't even have to, I want to be around you. No, you don't, bruh. Mm-hmm. It'll take 2 seconds before you know what you're going to say. Oh, man, they tripping. Oh, man, mean. I say all the time, like I said, y'all can get a version of E because I kind of came in and had to be bad cop, but E can still go bad cop. And nobody wants that version, but that's the version sometimes, that friction that allows you to go to that level that most people don't want. So again, as we were sitting here talking, and I'm like, yo, I can think of people who should probably be here, but who don't want to be here because of what it feels like. So don't say you just want to be around it. You got to be willing to come around. You got to let it cut. Again, we over in Nigeria, and I'm looking at Toby like, man, how did we get here? But I was on Toby. Nobody wanted that pressure that I was putting on him back when we was paying him $1,500 and wasn't nothing getting produced.
Bro, I'll never forget when he came late to that first event. He missed his flight or something. Bro, CJ went off.
No, I'm literally like, bro, close to like attacked.
But went off.
Like legit. Like, but understand something. That's okay. So what he's talking about is our very first conference we ever did, ironically.
Connecticut.
Hartford.
The greatness is upon you. Toby was supposed to open it up.
Oh.
He missed his flight. Mm. So he came. Mind you, I got a whole schedule. It's my first time really running a conference. He's supposed to open up. He missed his flight. Now, mind you, it might be like 1 o'clock. We might start at 9 a.m. He might have got there at 1 o'clock. He wouldn't come within 50 feet of me. But when I tell you, bruh, I made his life a living. But again, he was willing to go, that's on me. Mm-hmm. That's not him.
Yeah.
And some of you would take it personal and go, oh, this happened or that happened. And it's like, dog, this is an accountability circle, bruh. I promise you. It would take 2 seconds for Maul to be like, yo, see, you picking up some weight. Like, hey, bro, what you doing?
Easy.
Bro, you don't want to be around
you
that.
Don't.
You want to be able to do what you want to
do. What you want to do.
It's not easy. Yeah. It's not easy.
Yeah.
Again, so I just wanted to put that out there for the people who think you're just going to be around greatness by osmosis in some kind of way. If you come around here and we go to lunch and then we go to dinner and then you go home at night, all of a sudden, you're great. All of a sudden,
I have a conversation that haunts me till this day. I'm talking about like, and I think you taking us back there. So I'm talking about TGIM days. Like we literally, and see, let's give full context. We're students. We running these programs. Like it's a whole bunch going on. It's not like we just chilling. Like no, we're not chilling. But you know what I'm saying? We don't have this kind of free time. Like he in school, I'm in school, right? We shooting TGIM. We doing the advantage. We doing the zone, all this. And I'll never forget there was, And it might have been 1 or 2 times either. Something happened with TGIM. I don't remember what the situation was.
It was a whole bunch of them.
Uh-huh. But I remember E and C. E wasn't bad cop with me like that. I'll say it like that. But E was still, you're going to still get it. So we were on a 3-way call. And this haunts me till this day.
Mm-hmm.
E said on the call, and like I said, he went direct. So he would say to CJ, but I'm there, so I'm hearing it.
No question.
But he's like, yo, see, if Carl is not the person that could get it done, then we just got to find somebody else.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, and again, I'm not exposed to it then, bro. When I see that thing cut and hurt burned, I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, eat it.
And please, y'all,
but
Patreon,
look,
listen, I want them to hear.
Go ahead.
He don't see my sacrifice?
Come on, bro.
Like, let's go to the other side for a second. You don't see that the last 16 episodes, I was up all night long doing all that. You only see the one that didn't get out. You only see the one that got out 2 hours late. That's it.
That's it.
But that taught me, like, yes, that's the one that could have made something. That, like, bro, we don't know. So we're not going to drop the ball at any point in time. And the line he said is, if you're not the one, I'm not mad.
Yeah.
But I gotta have the one. Yeah. And I was like, wow, that sticks to me to this day, bro. That's
and,
real.
And 99.9% of the people is gonna be like, I've been loyal. Yeah. I've been, oh, are you, how you going?
Right.
I'm supposed to. Yeah. And it's like, that's why I said, yo, you gotta love the squad enough to continue to develop and take accountability for everything. If something got dropped, it's on all of us. It's on every single person. I treated the doggone payroll that we had like it was, I hired every single person on that joint. I didn't have a choice. But it's like, again, you want the rewards and you want the fun stuff and you want all of that. Bro. But it's a lot that goes into it, man. It's a lot of sacrifice. It's a lot of sleepless nights. It's a whole lot of that. And it's a lot of dying to self.
Yeah.
Because there's things that you're going to want to do. There's things that you're going to want to make that you just can't do. And again, I think it's about getting in the room and getting that information.
Can I say one thing too?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. I just, and you know, I feel like I have to say this because I was part of the conferences. I was where these people are at. Mm-hmm. And bro, how much do you value information? And I'm going to say that. If I told you all that for everybody that's coming, I'm going to give you $1,000. You would probably run at the chance of showing up.
Yeah, I'm going to pay you for coming.
Yeah, I'm going to pay you for coming. And I'm going to give you $500. I'm going to give you $1,000. You would probably run at the chance of showing up because you're getting something. Mm-hmm. So you're telling me then that $500 or that $1,000 that I was going to give you was worth more than the information that could change your life?
Yeah.
Just think about it. You heard. Carl was sitting here a few episodes before that talking about some information that puts six figures in his bank account. Mm-hmm. One thing can change your life. Just one, whether it's financially, whether it's physically, whether it's spiritually, whether it's relationally, one piece of information can change your life. I'm talking about literally change the whole trajectory of your life. And people don't value that, bro. Mm. They value only the things that they can see, but the information that you might get is actually the information that's going to change what you can't
see. Yeah. Can you talk about, like, again, because I think sometimes, you know, money is such a driver, right? Like money is a driver. Mm-hmm. I mean, for everybody. I'm not even saying I'm exempt to it. Like money is a driver.
Yeah.
Like, but Ma, you already had money when you were coming to the conferences. Mm. Can you talk about like anything that you remembered, like tangibly getting and leaving and being like that made you better? Money, spiritually, whatever, like when you were before you even knew us, we ain't have each other's number, you was just coming to the, like, what did you practically do when you came to that joint and you left? Like, what was the difference?
Yeah, so it goes back to what y'all just got through talking about. It was personal development. I was renovating property. So, y'all, 2014 was the first conference. I bought my first property in 2001.
Mm-hmm.
We already had three daycare centers by the time 4 daycare centers by the time 2014 came about. Mm-hmm. We started our first one in 2006. And so for me, it was about, I did all of that or I accomplished all of that without a coach.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was on that.
The mindset, y'all.
I was on that where it was like, yo, I accomplished championships or playoffs.
Yeah.
Without a coach.
Yeah.
I did this just because of the type of mentality that I have, the grind I have, the feeling of wanting more for my family. And I did it without somebody really saying, yo, this is what you should do.
That slugger. He was on the app boy.
I was on the app boy.
No ruler, but getting it.
But getting it. A little sleep, a little slumber.
A little fold in my hands.
Bruh. Yeah. So I was on that and I said, what if? I used to just keep saying, like, what if?
Hmm.
Like, what if I really got a coach? You know, you just play around and do things. Some of y'all playing around with your weight, mm-hmm. and y'all already lost some weight. You just played around with it,
I love it.
You lost some weight. What if you really got a coach and went in?
Wow.
How would your body look then?
Wow.
So just think about that kind of mentality.
Yeah.
If you just change your diet a little bit and you just start walking a little bit,
and you got that,
and all of a sudden you got some results from that.
Yeah.
Stop right there. Most people just stop. And they say, man, I got
the camera like you're talking to Camille when you say that, Ma.
Yeah.
Look in the camera and talk to him, Ma.
Most people, they'll stop right there because they got a little bit of evidence from it. They got a little bit of progress. And they say, man, look at me, my shirt. Oh, I went down a dress size.
Mm.
But what if?
Mm.
What if you we only live one time. Mm. We only live one time. What if you really went in? And then ask yourself, what have you actually went in your life? Name me one thing that you went in, all the way in. Most people don't even know what that feel like.
Yeah.
Think about it. Most people, and that's what we talked about when we talked about certain people, we doing the diet thing, we doing the workout thing, the 75 days. And I said, most people have no idea what it feels like to really go all the way in.
Yep.
Most people, we only experience, we do a little bit, and then we step back. But what will your life look like if you really went in? And that was the mentality that I had when I was coming to the conferences. I was like, man, I got this success with not even trying. Matter of fact, I told y'all before, I found out in 2006 that I became a millionaire by mistake. So if I could become a millionaire by mistake, what could I become on purpose? What could I become on purpose? And so that was my mentality when I came to y'all. I was like, yo, these are people, because I didn't have no other people that had the same kind of mentality. And maybe you guys might have not been in the position of being millionaires or being, but you had the mentality. You always had the mentality. You know, you had that kind of mentality where it was like, okay, cool. I can rock with that. I can rock with that mentality. So now this is the voice he has, the words he's saying. Is what sounds like a coach that can help me on purpose, not teach me more about my business. What are you going to show me as far as daycare centers?
Right.
What you going to show me as far as with real estate?
Right.
But you can speak to the mentality of me and can elevate what it is that I'm already. Every coach that ever coached an NFL football team didn't necessarily play football.
Right.
Every coach that coached a championship NBA basketball team didn't necessarily play basketball. So I felt like I didn't need you to be in real estate to get more out of me in real estate. But what you was going to give me was the mentality. You was going to give me that will, that determination, and that stick to it and that commitment, and hold me accountable by the videos that you guys are producing. It was holding me accountable to make sure that I get up every day and practice my craft. And that's what allowed me to become who I am today.
Would you take the notes home and just go over the notes, or would you reflect on what was said, or like how would you actually like?
Would take the notes home and apply the notes.
Mm.
Most people don't apply it. They take it home. They look at the notes. I would apply the notes. You know, how bad do you want it? You want, you know, more do you want to breathe? You want, so I'm just like, yo, I'm not acting like I want it really bad. I'm saying that this is how I want my life to be. I'm saying I want to take care of my family. I'm up here talking about generational wealth, but I wasn't 100% going all the way in. I was saying generational wealth, but I didn't even know fully what generational wealth was.
Yeah.
So I started researching it.
That's good.
I started not just the feel good stuff.
Yeah.
I'm working out every day. But yet, I'm working out in a way where it's like, yo, I'm doing better than most of the police officers that's in my circle. What about a trainer? Somebody that's going to show me exactly how to lift weights, how to twist my arm the right way. That's taking it to the next level. It's the same time frame. It takes the same amount of energy.
Yeah.
When I got trainers, I was still working out the same amount of time that I've been working out.
Yeah,
but why is it I start seeing more progress, though, when I had a trainer?
That's good.
It's because now I put myself in a position, and that's something that you guys will talk about in that, you know, coaching or trainer, getting the right community.
Yeah.
I took community, not necessarily learning how to speak, seven-figure speaker, 7D speaker, whatever it was, P7D.
P7D.
Come on. That's old school.
P7D.
I took that same language, though.
Atlanta.
That was Atlanta.
Okay. First one. Atlanta. I took that same language, and I said, okay, cool, I need to get in a community of people that's working out and training.
Yeah.
So then I learned how to train a little bit different. I seen instant results. I learned about everything dealing with a community. When it came to family and marriage, I put myself in communities of other happy individuals. When we all go places with our wives and we traveling out the country, it's different. Me and Camille have been traveling by ourselves for years, but it's different when you got other individuals.
We was in Dubai
in a penthouse suite.
It's a different energy.
We was the four of us was sitting in Dubai, bro. The marriage, just living life is a different kind of energy. Yeah. The four, we all on the crew, on a boat, on a private yacht in Dubai. It's just a different kind of different energy. So I learned one thing from you all was because I was grinding by myself, bro. Yeah. I was grinding by myself. Nobody else could keep up. It wasn't until I learned from you all and I saw the value. That's one thing I learned from coming to the conferences with y'all. I learned the value of community. It's nothing like it. Yeah. It's the crazy part about it is that I've always been on the team.
Right.
I've been on the team my whole life.
Right. But.
But.
Yeah.
The police department was a team, yeah, I guess. I felt like that was a team. But it was a different sport.
Yeah, no question.
I wanted to be.
The Lakers is different. Boston is different.
Yeah, yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah, so that's what I learned from it. I think people don't value that, bro.
Yeah, funny, TJ. I remember TJ saying he went to Central Michigan. And he was like, a lot of y'all don't play football, so y'all understand. It's D1. And he was like, a lot of the starters are able to, you know, get with other starters. He said, but where it really go south is that we D1, we might be considered, you know, very good players, but the people we practicing against wouldn't be on the team.
Mm-mm.
So he said, nah, we practicing every day against scrubs, mm-hmm. but then we playing against Michigan.
Yeah.
Whole nother level.
He said, bro, he said, and in Michigan, any one of the people that they practicing against are also all Americans. So they could be starters. Yep. So some kind of way my man beat my man, but at the same time, it's still like you going up against Ohio State every time you play, or you going up against University of Miami, or you going against Florida State, where he was like, when you were Central Michigan, you might be good, but whoever you're going against, I want to challenge y'all. I want to challenge y'all. Mom said something that I was just like, wow, that's crazy. So first of all, I want to challenge you to be in a room in an environment like you will not find in the world. That's number one. And I'm going to show y'all why in a minute. When they talk, it's just stuff that just comes. CJ said something. We ain't never talked about this ever, ever talked about this. See, how many celebrity or big time opportunities, games, you know, I could get you in games, Final Fours, whatever. How many of those opportunities did I encourage you to like be a part of?
Oh, no.
No, I'm just saying, Maul. I'm saying this so people can hear me.
I ain't even go to the Super Bowl.
Bruh. And I only went to the Super Bowl because I took found out, Maul, that when you don't go, they don't want to give you the tickets.
Oh.
You feel me? That's the only reason I start going. So it's like I sent my neighbor to a Big Ten football tournament, and they called me upset. I was like, what happened? They was like, you didn't come. I was like, you gave me the tickets. And I gave it to my next door neighbor. He firefighter, doggone it. They was like, nah, we
want to see you.
We want to see you.
He come with you.
Yeah, you feel me? But we want you. So I was like, all right, bet. Not I don't want to do it, but if it's the babies, I'm going to go. How many times have you gone to malls and I've gone with you?
To Maul's house?
Yeah.
Maybe once.
I've gone with you?
Oh, never.
Oh, once that he was there? No, twice.
Yeah, twice.
Twice that he was there.
And I've been there.
Your birthday?
Yeah. And I've been there.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
But how many red carpet events have I? Oh, see, we got this opportunity. We need to go to this. Ever.
Mm-mm.
Listen to me. Y'all got to catch what I'm saying. I don't go nowhere because I understand spirits and I understand mentality. I don't go nowhere, but I'm going to go to Maul's house. Because that's us.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go to Maul's crib because that's us.
Yeah.
Hey, Maul, have my mama been there?
Yes.
My auntie's been there?
Everybody.
My kids been there?
Yes.
Are you hearing what I'm saying? My auntie and my mama done went. And was I there with my mom and my auntie?
Not at all.
I wasn't even
there. And we was kicking it. They was on the low end.
That, right. So they you know what I'm saying? They Chicago.
Yeah.
So what I'm trying to tell y'all is I ain't never go to no red carpet event. I laugh when people say, E, you see these cats, they going on these shows, they doing all this stuff. Why you don't do that? Because I don't want to. Don't think we've been in the business for 20 years and we couldn't be in front of that paper
or
we couldn't have been on that magazine. I don't want to go on it. Why? Because my mentality is how can two walk together as one unless they agree?
Mm.
I don't want to be around people's spirits because I want to be able to set clout. I ain't clout chasing. I'm character chasing.
Mm.
Because clout chasing doesn't mean you're going to survive. Character chasing. If you chase your character and you get better in your character, you ain't going to never fall off.
Yeah.
They going to always need you. Why? Because we live in a world that's not character driven. So if you fight and go upstream against all this other foolish, all this entertainment stuff, and you get the five pillars and you live the five pillars, you're going to be solid. And so the Bible says it. Hey, the pillars and the sand builders all look the same.
Mm.
There's no difference. That we all look the same. You build a house on sand. Yep. I build a house on the five pillars. It don't look different. It doesn't. But when your spouse gets sick.
That's the difference.
When your kids going through they go through.
That's the difference.
When the economy is shook.
Ooh, that's the difference.
When there's war.
Cream rises to the top.
When your friendships start to be disrupt, when the people you closest to start talking crazy, nothing. When your character is straight, y'all either gonna get through the storm or you not, but you gonna still be intact. Or you built on the sand, you built on cars, houses, clout. It's gonna all wash away. And if you go back to 2006 to 2026, it's a lot of folks that built off sand that look dope. And something came in my mind, but I'm not going to do that because y'all think I'm going to be disrespectful. I'll just put it like this. There are a lot of people who are blessed and they take the credit off of God and they just say that we ain't going to always, and they not always, because this ain't what make you always stay on top. It's the character of God and the character of Christ. And if that stay in you, then anything you come up against, you going to be blessed. So I'm telling y'all, the anointing is about to happen. And can I just be honest with y'all? We would have been sold out right now. We would have sold out. When we did the men's conference in Atlanta, we sold out in a matter of a few weeks. Why? Because I was the people pleaser, Eric Thomas, and I had $109 tickets. Mm. We sold out. This one I intentionally made you stretch. This one I don't want people who don't really want to be there. This one I made you stretch a little bit because I only want the people there who want it as bad as they want to breathe. Because if you come and it was, I got $100 and you come, you're not going to do nothing with the information. And God is starting to show me, Eric, I don't need you to fill up a room. I need you to steward who comes in the room.
Ooh.
I don't need you to fill a room up more, son. I don't need you to have a camera on and then people could see it. And when they who didn't come, they looking at the highlight reels and going, man, it was packed. Yeah. I said, son, if 600 people come, that's 600 souls. Mm-hmm. That's 600 lives. Yeah. I need you to steward those lives. So here's my challenge. You need to be in the building and don't play with me. That little fee that we're asking you to, you have spent that on some crazy stuff. Call somebody if you need to and tell them to make an investment and you're going to triple their investment. Number two, after you come, tier one, I dare you to stay with us for 365 days. I dare you. Tier two, I dare you to stay with us for 3 years and take that punishment and that heat from accountability. Iron sharpens iron. That stuff sounds so cute in the Bible. Iron sharp. Put two pieces of iron together and see what happens when you put the two together. And that's what you don't want. And in 5 years, I challenge you. What you're seeing in this room is 20 years. And there are certain levels you did not see us get to until after 10, after 15, and more. That's 20 with them. That ain't even before I was doing it on my own.
Yeah, exactly.
I was doing it on my own and didn't have, and to Carl's point, it wasn't enough friction on the metal, Carl, to make that key unlock. Yeah. So God was like, you need to go. Listen to me. You need to leave your beautiful home in Huntsville. You need to leave your beautiful environment. You need to leave your beautiful church. Didi need to leave her beautiful job. Kids need to leave their beautiful friends. Why? Because y'all act good. But you got to give that all up and get to Michigan because it's the price to pay. It's the price to pay. But guess what I did? I paid it. And man, it feels good to have the keys. Man, it feels the key to blissful marriage. Man, the keys to successful partnership. Man, it feels good for a thriving church. Right. I'm on the phone with Candace the other day. I'm like, Candace, we about to start. And Candace's like, start. The conference has already started. I've already been up praying. I'm like, oh, my bad. The conference is already, that's right. You're right. I'm like, God, I apologize. I'm looking at April 16th. God said, if you don't start, you don't go. And then C hit me. We need to go on a 3-day fast. God was like, you do. I need you ready when you get there. I don't need you getting ready when you get there. When you get to Chicago, I need you to be spiritually high. Don't you sleep past 4:00. I need your butt up. I'm just being real. God is blessed. I used to do, some dude asked me the other day, we did the NFL. My man was like, yo, E, give me your routine. Give me your schedule. I said, the one when I was doing the videos or the one now.
Okay. Yeah.
Because the one now, I ain't always getting up. I ain't going to lie. 4 days, three, but not all the time. God said, no, I need you to do me a favor. I need you to go back to when you was hungry. I need you to go back before you blew up, before the kids was good, before you had it. I need you to go back to 3, not for you. I don't need you to go back to three for you. I need you to go back to three for the people who going to have warfare and the devil's going to try to stop them from getting there. I need you praying for them in the morning. I need you to interceding for them. I need your energy to be straight. So when you do these, whatever, they know they got to be there. So I'm telling y'all, you got to be in the building 16, 17, 18. If you could only do one day, okay.
Come on, y'all. We're a couple weeks away.
Every day. Yeah, you need to be
there. We're a couple weeks away. Yep. ET1%.com. ET1%.com. Y'all go ahead and be in the... Oh, I feel it. Now I'm ready.
No, I'm telling you. Candace got me lit.
Oh, no. My wife been going in, y'all. And
she been in that closet.
Oh, bro. I'm talking about 3, 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
And, of course, she's doing the keynote. I mean, bro.
I feel sorry for you. I know she practicing that game.
No, she been straight, bro. I got her off of that.
Yeah,
I'm
good,
like,
bro.
I'm like, you. I said, I had a conversation with my wife the other day, and I was like, do me a favor, stop. I said, stop. You talking about speaking? You talking about slot? I said, you are healthy in the spirit of the Lord.
That's it.
That's good.
You are literally healthy and happy. Yeah. Talk to them.
Yeah. That's it.
Talk to them because they out here struggling and they need that energy. So what would you say? I told my wife, I said, yo, when I hear you ministering on the phone, you don't got no slides. Mm. When somebody from the church call you and they going through it and I walk in the room.
Right. Give me that
and you going
energy.
Off.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't you don't say, hold on, let me look at my notes real quick.
Yeah.
For God so loved the world.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like you just going off.
Yeah.
And you quoting scripture and you doing what you're supposed to be doing and they getting the healing. I said, just do that.
Just do that.
Yeah. And she was like, nah, I got you. She was like, because there's been a whole lot of crazy stuff going on. And she was like, nah, I'm off of that.
Yeah,
and I told her once she got 40, when she make 40, she still got a year left. But I was like, yo, that's when I just need you to go OG. Because you were, because, you know, Candace, like, God bless her, but she still like, she feel like, the baby, a little bit.
Yeah.
And so, you know, at the church, she'd kind of be, oh, hey. I said, listen, in the spirit realm, you by 97.
Yeah. Walk in.
So,
I said,
I don't care if they older, young, you better lead them.
Yeah, it's spades.
And
you lead with, the big joker, little joker,
so,
bro.
So, yeah, we've had some conversations. Yeah. So, she ain't been bugging me. Yeah. She feels very comfortable in what she's ready to share and how she got her breakthrough.
So,
ET1%.com. Make sure y'all in the building.
Yeah.
Shout out to Patreon. Y'all should be on Patreon, too. Shout out to the Patreon fam. We're going to have some type of meetup in the Shy. When we get there, man, and who doesn't want to be in Chicago,
show
bro?
Show me some love in my
Chicago.
Home city.
It's coming, ball.
Show me some love, man.
Hey, I can't wait to get to Chicago. I feel like I ain't gonna lie. We will not be fasting there. We're gonna eat good. Chicago got the best food.
And I just showed y'all a video from in church.
Yeah,
I'm doing a keynote the week before.
Come on,
you about to bless the stage?
Come on,
bless it,
ball.
Oh, the same building.
All right, do me a favor though. Before we go, I do think it's important for y'all to hear this. And this is for Patreon. And Patreon, y'all going to bless the rest of the folk who listen, and they ain't even supposed to get this. This is for Patreon. I want you to do me a huge favor. When Ma said personal development, as you're doing it, for those of you who are new to it or you don't really understand it, understand that all it's meant to do is to get all the gook off of you so that your authentic, original self that God created you to be is there. That's all it's meant to do. Because what happens when you grow up in the world, TV, internet, you know, family members, like, they suffocating you with what they want. And that's not allowing you to, you understand what I'm saying? Joseph's brothers was like, God was like, yo, I got to get you from around them.
Mm-hmm.
I need y'all to hear what we're talking about. This is real. This is godly. God was like, Joseph, I got to get you from around them. They not, you know what I'm saying? Like, they not... They don't know who you are, and they never gonna let you be because they got their little, you know what I'm saying, Ma? They got their little path and their little plan. Come on, bro. David's father was like, bro, I don't know. I respect you as the priest, but you didn't see all my sons. And Samuel, like, look, I ain't no fool. I know I heard from the Lord. Talk to me. Is there another one? Oh, yeah, it's one, but he in the backyard. I'm just trying to tell you, you are one conference in getting our presence away, because we're never going to go, he can't be the one. Because we know God doesn't look at the outward. He look at the heart. So we telling you, you need to be there because you need to be in an environment where you go. So let me tell y'all what happens when you get to this space. You get authentic from professional development. You stop doing things you aren't supposed to be doing.
Okay.
And you stop operating in the desperate spirit, right? So I got a call from Moose like, E, last, when we did the men's conference, we did the whatever, this where we were at that time. I said, first of all, don't do let's not all do God like that. That time and this time.
Yeah, you know, right,
let's not compare when we're dealing with God, number one. So you start having not necessarily Moose, but you start having the people around us who work for us, media, you know, ads people. And it's like, E, you need to call these people and get them on, and you need to do a live, and then you need to do. I said, absolutely not. I ain't no monkey. This ain't no circus. I'm not about to be just doing acrobatic. No. What did God tell me to do? God told me, we talk about it on the podcast. God told me a couple videos, but I'm not flying to no city to do no speaking, and I'm not going here to do that, and I'm not going here. I'm going to do what the Lord told me to do. And guess what's happening? Not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of the living God.
Come on.
That, but God was like, I don't need your help telling who need to be there to be there. I don't need you to get online. I don't need you to do no lives. But what I do need you to do is be yourself. So that's your wife's time. That's your self time. That's your kids' time. That's your workout time. That's your Bible time. Don't be getting on there doing no extra. Like, you know, I don't have a desperate spirit. Why? Because I'm connected to the Most High God. So I don't care if 100 people show up. The 100 people that show up, they family about to be blessed. They life about to be blessed. And so a lot of you, you're operating in desperate spirits because my bills, God said, he gonna, the birds, of, do I not take care of the birds of the field? You don't think I'm going to take care of you? And so I'm walking in my authentic self. I'm not doing nothing extra. I leave you with this. Listen to me. A lot of times God can't do what he want to do because you did what you wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And God, like, I'm not putting my stuff on that. Yep. So when I come in the kitchen, let me cook. Mm-hmm. But if you want to be in there cooking, you can cook on your own. God is not a sous chef. I just want you to understand that. God ain't coming to help nobody prepare their stuff. He cooking or he not cooking. God says, son, don't listen to that. Get out the way. My boy Vondell called me. E, I got to set up a meeting real quick with you. I was like, oh, okay. That's Vondell. So it's like, hey, you say you want to meet. We family. We meet. I get on doggone Zoom. I believe it's Pastor. Is it Pastor Dates?
Yeah, Charlie Dates.
I get on the phone with Pastor Dates. Pastor Dates said, E, I said, sir, praise God for you. Boom, boom, boom. He was like, oh, no. I know who you are. And I was like, okay, I can't assume nobody know. I was like, no, Priscilla Schreier. Yeah. She called me and told me about you. I've been following you. I've been watching you. What do you need? I told him. He said, hey, do me a favor. Do me a video. Send a video. Are you? I love it. He said, now you can send it this Sunday if you need to send it this Sunday. I got a lot of members.
Two churches.
He said, I got a lot of members.
Two largest churches.
He said, are y'all in a hurry? Are y'all desperate? I said, no, we in a great spirit. He said, oh, okay, well, do me a favor. Let's wait till Easter then. And we're going to do it on Easter because it's going to be packed. He said, we're going to put
it. So that's the same church with Jesse Jackson just hit. Yeah.
Come on.
He said, we're going to just give me the video and we're going to post it in both churches. And I'm going to let the people know that they need to come to the conference. I'm just saying, when you stop cooking and you let God cook, I promise you it's going to be better than whatever you got. Whatever your human strength is, no disrespect. Whatever your human strength is, I promise you, your human strength is not going to do nowhere close to what God omnipotent strength is going to do. So I just want to tell y'all, as I'm being honest with y'all, I'm not doing that. I'm doing what the Lord told me to do, and that weekend is going to be on fire.
The Lord, hey, you live on the pod. The fellas can hear. This is Wall Street Trapper, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, Trap, what's up, Trap?
Hey, we was just talking about. Everybody was talking about what they was ready to share at the conference.
Just the 1%, yeah, the professional the growth.
You know what I'm saying? Just the next level. Yeah. Hey, can you just 30 seconds, bro? What you gonna bless the people with? What can they expect, bro?
I think the biggest thing for me is just looking at the 1% mindset. I was thinking about this, matter of fact, just last night, man, no lie, because I was like, oh, I got to speak for Enum this week. Let me start ready. And I was trying to figure out what angle I was going to go at. And I think it's the 1% mindset when it comes to money. I think that's important for me. It was a big shift I had to make going from just being in the hood, looking at money one way, being in poverty, looking at money one way. And then I had to ask, like, what's the difference? It's not about that they can make more money than me, because you ain't going to tell me nobody who late on bills, who live in, you ain't gonna tell me a person who worked two jobs don't know how to go out and get some money. You ain't gonna tell me a person that worked two jobs is lazy. You ain't gonna tell me a person that know how to, you know, keep their bills on every week. Like, you don't know where the next dollar come from is lazy. Mm-hmm. So I say, all right, like, it ain't about the work ethic, so to say, it's about the application after that. Mm-hmm. And so for me, it's like, okay, like, how can I get them to said to you have enough money to start building the blocks, you just don't have the information on how to kill them.
Come on, bro. Mm. Come on, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like, for me, like, how do I help them switch that 1% mindset around money?
Come on.
That's my whole goal when I come down. My goal is to say, hey, here's some things that you can do to self-correct right now, today. Not tomorrow, not next week. Like, once I get off the stage, you can start using these things today.
Bruh, so come on, bruh. Come on, try. Hey, look, and me, you, and my wife in the group text, and I told you, bro, I lean on my people, bro, my bro. And what I say, Trap, what am I supposed to do today? Yeah. Trap said, hey, go buy this, go do that.
Hey, tell bro. Trap, I need one thing from you, Trap. Trap, I just need one small favor from you. I don't know how much time they giving you. I can get some added. I got one thing I want to ask you though, to talk about. I want you to tell them how you survived in the hole mentally. Because I got a lot of cats, Trap, hit me with like, it's hard, it's tough. Mentally, I can't. So if you could just add to that, when you was in a hole, how you got out the hole and didn't let the hole just because a lot of dudes that get out, Trap, they trap. Once they get out, it's like they still in there. I can't even tell you ever was in the hole, bruh. I'm just being real.
Yeah.
I got uncles, bro. I could tell you I could tell you my uncle for real. The residue was on him. You could tell he went to Trap when I see you. And I'm not talking about your clothes, Trap. When you got the trap, the suit on. That's not, I'm not talking about when you got the glasses on and you open up the word and you get deep in the word. You feel me? When you GQ in the word of God, that's not the part I'm talking about. I'm talking about a man who went in a hole and came out and able to be like, not let that stop you. And you are more positive than a lot of people who ain't never went in.
Bruh.
That I need you to hit that for me too, bro.
Yep, no.
We got a big honor.
Come on, yep, don't say that. Yeah, save it though. They got to pay for that, Trap. Hey, love you, brother.
Don't get into it, Trap.
No, we only got Patreon.
We got Patreon and some other people.
Yeah, no.
Patreon can get it, but the other group, we don't want them to get it.
Yeah, no.
You better be the fire off.
Yes, sir. All right, love you, fam. I hate you later.
Love you, fam.
All right, yeah. Yeah, I just want y'all to see, bro. It's gonna be one of the ones, bro.
Do you see what I see? Man, I'm just listening to the whole conversation. It's like, do you see what I see? So we're talking about personal growth, and I'm thinking about how I've been raising my kids. Like, this is me personally growing as a parent. And what I've been doing is I've been telling them clean up. I've been telling them do this. I've been telling them do that. But I'm like, bro, you're just teaching them to follow somebody when they get older. You're just teaching your son to wait on his wife to tell him go do the dishes. No. I need to start shifting how I parent. Please hear what I'm saying. And ask them to see what I see. Mm-hmm. Because if you could see what I see, now you can understand the intention and the action behind it.
Can you see what I
need you to see what I see. Bro. That's it.
Y'all know that I'm in real estate.
Yeah.
And in real estate, it's a thing called development. Mm. Today, we've been talking about personal development, but in real estate, there's a thing called development also. Mm. And in development, the first thing that you have to do, you have to know what you're building. Mm. Once you know what you're building, then you get an architect and you create the blueprints of what you're building.
Yeah.
And then once you start building this new construction, the first thing that you do, some people will say you pour the concrete.
Yeah. I would have said that before.
They say you know now.
I adopted your mentality.
There's something that goes in the concrete.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah.
That holds that what concrete is, together.
Yeah. Come on, come on. They saying it. They saying
they got it.
And it's called the rebar.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Some of you all been building your houses.
I'm embarrassed to say
houses.
I thought that was jelly back in the day.
You've been building your houses without the rebar.
Yeah, you've been building without it.
You're missing the rebar, and that's why you like, I don't understand. I got this college degree, and it's not really working for me.
I gotta go.
I got a master's degree, and it's not working for me.
Come on.
But I'm almost got my doctorate degree. I got all these degrees, but it's still not working.
Yeah.
That's because you're missing the rebar.
Come on.
Now, where do you get the rebar?
Okay. I'll see you.
I'll see you in Chicago.
Come on. Come on.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, man, ET1%.com. If y'all ain't in the building in Chicago, man, I feel for you. It's going to be one of them ones, man.
How do we know Patreon is there? Because we got to do a Patreon picture.
Yeah, we're going to do a Patreon. Okay. Trust me, we can get into Patreon any given moment.
All right.
So we'll Patreon fam, we'll give y'all the details on that ASAP.
All right.
Appreciate y'all rock. I did a vlog for Patreon in Nigeria. You know what I'm saying?
Praise God.
Did a little Nigerian vlog. I couldn't post a whole lot though because I'm like,
surprised they had Wi-Fi.
Maybe Patreon. I'll get back on and talk about. Everybody was asking me about traveling in this climate too, but you know, he ain't really with them type of trial. He's like, I'm straight. I'm going to stay.
Mark told me build at the build Dubai in the backyard, bro. Build it, bro.
Yeah, no. But it was straight,
sense,
though.
Right?
I appreciate it. All my Patreon fam was definitely hitting me up. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, what, you know, we moved safe and secure. And, yeah, we had about 20 security, you know what I'm saying, where we went. So the Lord had us, in the spirit and the flesh. Amen. So. We made it back and everything is good. So, anybody got anything else? ET1%.com. See y'all in Chicago.
Yeah.
We love you. We out of here with.
See you next week.
I want you to focus on here right now. Don't you worry about when you get home. You make this, you concentrate on this opportunity. You don't worry about tomorrow. You concentrate on this opportunity with all your might, with all your soul.
Thank you so much for rocking with us as always, right? We don't take it lightly, guys. And we hope that we've provided transformation and not just information. We want you to become the best version of yourself, right? Make sure you check out the show notes to access all the important links and get your product discounts. Now, one favor we're asking of you, do us this favor. Make sure you subscribe and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. We want to know your feedback and how we can serve you better. And if there's anyone that you think could benefit from listening to the show, please, begging you, please share it with them. And remember, as E always says, if you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful.